This is the February 3rd meeting of the Coordinating Committee for the Pacifica National Board. Having a quorum present, we are prepared to take roll. Madam Secretary, can you read the roll?
You mean me, Nancy?
No, that would be you, Nancy.
I'm sorry. I don't know. I'm not sure who's on the. Wait a minute. I can find out. Hang on one second.
Okay.
I got it right here.
Not a problem.
Okay. Lydia Brazon. Chris Corey.
Here.
Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Dwayne Lark.
Present.
Sandra Rawline.
I'm here.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes.
Here.
James Sagerson. Anita Sims.
Here.
Alex Steinberg. Okay. All right. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 9. Oh. 6.
Nancy, are you counting?
Yeah, I'm counting. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So there's, I get 6 people.
Right. Like you.
I'm not counting myself. No, not me. I'm not on the committee. I mean, I'm not listed as a member of the committee.
You should be. You should be.
Okay. Well, then that would be 7.
Yeah. Yeah, so you should be until I guess tomorrow night or something.
Right.
Anyway, okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. So first of all, I want to give a shout out to Nancy Sorden for her commitment to the Pacifica National Board and also to this committee. I really appreciate her contribution. I'm a terrible note taker. And so without somebody as acting as secretary or someone to take notes, I am lost. So thank you, Nancy.
Okay. You have the agenda, could send me?
I just got the agenda that you sent me.
Oh, okay. No, but did you have one for the coordinating committee?
Yeah, the coordinating committee's agenda is effectively the Pacifica National Board's agenda. That's all. That's our only piece of business. So
okay.
This agenda that's been posted is from the last complete meeting.
The last regular meeting. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And so some of these items.
I'm sorry. We had 3 regular meetings in January.
Right. And so many of these items won't apply, but some of them will. For example, the motions from James still have not been presented. So all of that is going to have to stay. I think actually that entire committee report section is fine. Is there anything just scrolling down to that? That's item 7. Are there any known motions that are coming from committees that are not on this agenda? Go ahead, Lawrence.
Yeah, the governance committee submitted, put on the agenda at the last meeting, the motion on communications that came out of the governance committee.
Okay. Can you forward that to both myself and Nancy, and we'll add it to the agenda?
I'm not on my computer right now because I'm
later.
Laying
later
down
fine.
With my foot up in the air. So
that's fine. Later is fine. Can you get to it sometime within the next 12 hours?
Yeah, I submitted it to the PNB and to Nancy as well. So
okay, I saw it. I think after that last meeting. So I will add it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anything from personnel, Lawrence, while we got you talking?
No, that we have to repopulate the committee and look at where. Yeah, so I could do a 2-minute, 3-minute report on personnel.
Okay.
And I know there's some personnel committee members here. If they want me to add anything to that brief report, I'll be more than happy to.
Okay. I'm going to cut you back from 10 minutes to 5 for the personnel committee. Is that all right?
Well, actually, I don't even think I need that. I think you could just cut me back to 3. That'll be fine.
Okay. I'll cut you back to 3. Is there anybody from programming here? Nobody from programming? Okay. And strategic planning, I think that we don't have anybody. Maybe we do have somebody from strategic. Actually, Dwayne, are you on that committee?
I am.
Can
too.
You hear me? Okay. Is there anything new other than the strategic planning recovery plan proposal?
I don't think so. I'm looking at Alex's email, I think I just sent it to you. And I believe it's the same. It's a motion to start the strategic planning committee.
Okay.
So he's got a motion for the PNB committees. Let's see. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that we ever rescinded the motion that dropped the number of directors from at least 2 to to just 1 per station. I think that is still on the books, and
never a motion. I don't recall the motion to rescind that.
I think there was a motion to rescind, Lawrence.
Oh,
but I
was?
Think it only
okay.
applied to one. It only applied to one committee, but I can't remember which one right now.
Okay.
It might have been this one, actually. I think it was this one.
I think you're right. It was coordinating committee. It was one director from each signal area, plus the officers, the interim executive director, interim CFO. And was it the officers from the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary? Not sure.
And I believe we did that to prevent this meeting from becoming a quorum of the Pacifica National Board.
Right.
Thereby making it, I guess, would the best way to put it would be complicated. To meet in terms of notification and all the rest of that stuff. So I think that's standing. Dwayne was involved with that motion, but I'm pretty sure that it went through and that's how we're doing it for strategic planning. I don't think we need to renew that if it's in place. So it's still one per station.
Well, I will get with Alex and find out exactly what needs to be on here. So we want the idea was to have the coordinating committee have 2 directors from each station. Was that what you're saying?
No.
One director from each signal area.
Yeah. Plus.
Okay. Well, that's how the other ones are as well.
Okay. Well, that's what it should be. I think that same standard that we use for the coordinating committee applies to all the rest of the committees. But you should definitely talk to Alex about that one, because it was only passed as a motion for the coordinating committee, as far as I know.
Okay. Dwayne could have said.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
That was not endemic or exclusive to the coordinating committee. That was a decision that each PNB needs to make, because the bylaws leaves it open that it could be one or more. And we decided as a PNB that we would restrict it to one. So we will revisit that by motion for the new PNB. And if the new PNB decides that there should be two, my argument is you can barely get folks to be on one. So it is open, and it can be changed each year because of the way the bylaws are written.
Okay, one director per station. Yeah, so this is definitely something that probably should be on here, and I guess it should be from strategic planning. Is that the best place for it to come from?
No, that's not part of strategic planning purview. Let's be clear that it could come from any person on the floor. It could come from any committee.
Right. Okay, that's fine. I'm just wondering where it should be. Under governance?
I
yield.
Okay.
Thank you.
So the
bylaws
Nancy, to
are
the pretty... staff.
Hold on a second,
okay.
Nancy.
To the staff.
The bylaws.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Thank you. The bylaws are pretty ambiguous in regards to, it says at least one. That ambiguity, I believe at the time, gave the board the option of adding an additional director to I think it was four committees. So.
Yeah. And I think the ambiguity is there in cases where the management of Pacifica and somebody else from that particular station wishes to participate. So rather than clearing up that ambiguity in that particular fashion, we just limited it to one director elected per station, and that by default cleared that up, I believe. I think that's kind of how it was handled. You want me to bring forth that motion? I can certainly do that. I'll put it under coordinating if you guys would like. Is there any objection to that idea?
Could you add me to the stack, Chris?
Is that you, Dwayne?
Yes. Could you add me to the stack?
Yep, absolutely. Nancy, did you have a comment?
Yeah, I can't remember what it was, though, but I have another question. Did anybody replace Grace on this committee?
Yeah, I believe you did.
You did, Anthony. You did. You're the secretary. So the secretary is all...
Okay, got it. Okay, all right, got it. Okay, I was thinking it would have been Allie or Elizabeth or Jim. Okay. Or who's the other person? Lawrence, you're already here. Right, okay, I got it.
It's directors and officers, right? I mean, that's from what I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, so I think we're down to the ad hoc loan committee. Dwayne, has that committee met since the last time?
No, but I did ask for the stack on this previous issue. If I may.
Yeah, absolutely. Sorry, Dwayne. Go ahead.
I just wanted to point out that there's no ambiguity of the bylaws and how it's written. And I believe the intent was that there needs to be some flexibility in the PNB's configuration of committees. I don't believe it had anything to do with managers or anyone. It had to do with the fact that when you have a very active PNB and when you have 22 members that want to carry their load rather than just be on one committee or two, because theoretically, the more PNB members involved in committees, theoretically, the more you can get done, as opposed to only 20 or 30% of PNB members populating 80% or 90% of the committee. So there's no ambiguity. It's very clear that the PNB just have the authority to populate the committees with one or more members. nothing confusing about it.
Okay. I appreciate that. So, Duane, do you want to schedule a meeting for the ad hoc loan committee? Because we're going to need...
I would rather repopulate it before
okay.
we schedule the meeting and see
okay.
What type of buy-in we're going to have, since things like almost with the exception of one, that everybody's come back. So let's see who steps up. So I would like to have it on the agenda to as part of the population of committee.
Okay, so that would probably be, let's see, where should that go? That should go near the beginning of the meeting, I'm thinking, right?
It should be a priority, yes.
Yeah, so let's think about this. PMB member introductions. Maybe item four, we can delete PMB member introductions and put repopulating committees. Is that an inappropriate placement, or does that seem okay?
Chris, this is Sandra. Can you please put me on the stack?
Sure. You can speak, Sandra. We're it's wide open right now.
Okay, well, I really feel like the introduction of PMB members is an important part to help people choose who they would like to be on specific committees, because certain PMB members do have specific talents that could be useful on specific committees. Also, my other request is that, Wally, Lyndon, and myself have worked on updating our director's inspection motion. I believe that Lyndon has sent the pared down, we got rid of some of the stuff that was kind of outdated because it's been so long since we made the initial motion, but we would like to see that at the top somewhere, like before the committee reports and maybe after the PNB introductions.
Okay. I
yeah.
like the idea of who's that?
Nancy.
Okay, go ahead, Nancy.
I see the motion, and I'm gonna forward it to everybody on the committee.
Okay. Okay, so item five is gone. We've already had the election for permanent officers. We have to announce the results of that.
Dwayne to the stack.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
I would like for you, since I'm driving, could you read the as it is now, notwithstanding Sandra's request, could you read how the agenda would go now before we take up Sandra's request?
Sure. So right now, the first item of business is calling the meeting to order by Alex. The seating of Director Gutierrez is already done. There is electing pro tem officers. I don't know whether that's appropriate or not. I guess it is, but boy, that is a waste of time given that,
it wouldn't be appropriate. It will not be necessary because Terry has already indicated he will have the announcement in place that what we will be doing is acknowledging the seating of permanent officers tomorrow.
Okay, I got it. I'll put that as item C. So announcement of permanent officers. Okay, excused absence, identify time count keepers, announcements, agenda approval, approve minutes of open session, last open session, or whatever minutes are available. Those dates have to be filled in. And then there's PMB member introductions. I'm suggesting that, we don't want to have anything for item five. That goes away. Item five becomes the orientation on PMB committees.
Hello, Chair. I have the interim executive director on the phone.
In the meeting.
Oh, okay. Lydia?
Yeah, I'll be on and then off because I just left the PO box to pick up the certificate. I have to Now I'm heading towards the bank.
Okay.
Now I have to get off again. How do you mute?
I can't remember. It starts something
star
on
six.
A cell phone.
Star six.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
All right. So item six would probably be a good place for population of committees. I understand, Duane, what your request was, but there is no item here anymore. I'm just going to put it down for now as a note to myself. And then there's committee reports. And then IED report, ICFO report, and then there's the unfinished business, which includes the motion that Sandra Rollin wanted to move, which is currently showing as item 10. Then there's new business, which is a motion on committee scheduling committee meetings by you, Director Lark. And then there's adjournment.
Okay. Well, I'd like to, given that all of those things you read are certainly most important items that we haven't gotten to at previous meetings, and I'm not sure I can agree to put the KPFT item above those, but I think it would be appropriate to have the KPFT item at the appropriate position, which would be unfinished business as it is. And we've taken it up at least two or three times in the past, and I believe we're going to spend a little more time about it because it's been changed. If it was still the same without any changes, I think I could make a pretty strong argument. You ought to know how we're going to vote on it, so we ought to should be able to dispense it fairly quickly. But since it has been reconstituted, I think reasonable minds are going to say we're going to spend another few minutes on it. To try to understand what, in fact, it is saying and what it does mean and what it does require of the personnel at the station. So I would have to argue that it needs to be at unfinished business so we can get to those other items that seems to move the foundation forward.
Okay? Understood. It's unclear to me right now where this item should be placed. So I'll entertain not only your input, but anybody else's who wants to speak on the subject, because I'm really not sure where these there's also the motion from Director Von Gutten, which I think has been, is that deleted or something? I can't remember now. Nancy, can you help me with this? So there was the public hearing of grievances thing. Where?
Lawrence can speak to that better. He's the chair of that committee, and she did make some actions on it.
Yeah, okay. So...
All right, where is that in the governance?
10B.
Okay, so let me just speak to this real quick, Ned.
Okay.
So what's going to happen is that Beth is going to make a motion to refer the motion on public grievances and airing dirty laundry to the governance committee. So she is going to read the generic one in open session, and then refer the proprietary motion to governance.
Okay, so I'm
that's
not sure which one this
is. Yeah. So the generic one is the one that doesn't mention names. Then the one for closed session is the one that mentions names and stuff.
I see what you're saying.
Okay.
Now, I'm looking.
Say, I have a question for you. You said that the permanent officers' results were announced.
Not announced, but they will be by the time this meeting takes place, I believe.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Duane, did you have some sort of comment about this as well? No? We might have lost him. Is everybody still there?
No, this is Sandra. I'm here.
Okay.
Duane is still on the call.
Nancy.
Okay. I'm not seeing anything in this motion that has names.
You're talking about the Von Gutten? Or Von
Gutten?
You must be reading the generic one. The one that was based on executive session
is the one that mentions employees' names and the such.
Okay, so
yeah,
this
so
is
we don't, that one is not on this. That one is not on this agenda.
It's not on this agenda.
Not the one that's no. There's another one in closed session.
I understand. The one that names.
Ones.
The one that names names is not on this agenda. Okay, but this one is the generic one. Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Yep. And then we have to have a revision from Lyndon on the on that motion. I don't think I've seen that wording. Have you seen that, Nancy?
Yes. I sent it to the coordinating committee a few minutes ago.
Yeah, he submitted it on Monday, I think. Monday or Sunday.
Okay.
Okay. So, Nancy to the stack.
Go ahead, Nancy.
So that motion from Lyndon, the revised motion, originally it had been, I'm sorry, this agenda that I sent from last meeting, I did not send the amended agenda.
No, I understand that. This is all original language. I got it.
So at the last meeting, that item had actually been moved to 4A, and I believe it passed. And so I guess so. This motion that they're sending is a new motion. Didn't it pass?
I don't think that's correct, but please help me if I'm wrong.
I am forgetting what the outcome of that was.
I know that we argued about it, and it was very late, and I can't remember what happened. I'm really sorry that I'm it's skipping my mind right now.
Anita to the stack.
Anita?
I was going to say, the way I remember it, and Lydia, I'm sure, is on, I thought he was to summarize or reduce the request, if you will, and that's, in fact, what they've done.
I see. So we still have a motion that needs to be addressed from Director Foley. Is that correct?
That's correct. I mean, that's how I remember it.
Okay.
That's how I... I'm sorry, this is Sandra. May I be on the stack?
Yeah, I was actually going to ask you to be on the stack because I think you had a request for placement as well.
Right. And yes, we did update the motion because it became sort of outdated because of the time frame that has lapsed.
That's
and
right.
So
I remember that.
The updated motion was pared down, asking for the specifics that were still not addressed previously. It's my understanding that Lyndon Foley did send that to, I believe, Lydia and Anita, as I think he said it to the entire PMD. I feel like it's important to address that as early on in the meeting as possible so it doesn't get shuffled off to the side yet again. With our new general manager at the helm, I think that, you know, I haven't spoken to him, but I think he too would like for there to be some clarification and for this information to be provided so that we can make informed decisions about how to go forward with KPFT as well as with finance and whatnot. So I would strongly request that this updated motion be put before the committee reports on tomorrow's agenda. Thank you.
Okay, is there any objection to that idea? Okay.
So that would make it item six?
I was thinking more like 4A.
So before the orientation of, I mean, before the population of the committee?
Yes. After PMB members' introductions.
Okay, so then it would be 5, and then populating the committees would be 6.
Yeah. Does that sound okay with everyone?
That sounds good. Thank you.
Before you conclude, I'm submitting a motion, a new motion, regarding getting clarification on the bylaws timeline. I'm sending it to Nancy, and hopefully Nancy could send it to the committee.
Okay.
So I'd like to request that that be put on the agenda, Chair.
Okay. Let's figure out where to place it. So do you want that before or after committee reports? I'm imagining before, but do you think this will be a contentious subject?
I'd like to. Oh, thank you. I'd like to put it on new business.
Okay, perfect. That's great.
I'm going to chair to the Nancy to the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Nancy.
With another motion. I am going to make a motion that submit a motion that we revisit the motion on the agreement with our recording secretary. We initially had her down for 6 hours per meeting, but since there was often at least four or five hours of meeting, and then almost twice as much for preparing the minutes, going to ask that we up her time that we're paying her for. So I'm going to submit a motion on that.
Okay. Do you want that under new business as well?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then there's also a motion already there from Dwayne from the previous meeting, from January 21st.
Yeah, motion on scheduling committee meetings.
I guess that would then move to old business since it was under new business.
Good point. I think you're right.
Okay.
Yep. I agree with that. That's still an active motion, right, Dwayne? Just making sure. Hey, I heard a kitty.
That's one of the feral cats outside.
Okay, there were two new motions under new business. One was the motion from Director Reyes regarding the clarification of the timeline for bylaws. What was the second one?
The recording secretary.
Recording secretary, right.
Right? Is that correct, Nancy?
Yes. Thank you, Sandra.
Nancy Gordon. Okay. I'm just making notes on my copy of the agenda. Okay. So, do you want me to go through it again? Because we got all kinds of changes here.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Items 1, 2, and 3 remain the same. Items 4 remains the same. Okay.
Go ahead and state 1, 2, and 3, please.
Okay, I'll do it again. Here we go. From the top, preliminary items, meeting to order, Alex, Chair Pro Tem, roll call, announcement of permanent officers, excused absences, identify timekeepers, and announcements. Item 2, agenda approval. Item 3, approve of minutes from open session, whatever minutes are available. Item 4, PMV members introductions, 30 minutes. Item 5 now, I don't have a caption for this. but it's motion from Directors Foley, James, and Rollin, revised language. Item six is...
excuse me, just a moment.
Okay.
This item you just mentioned, did I miss something in terms of why it was placed so high on the agenda, given that it's only dealing with one station as opposed to all the other items that we haven't gotten to in the last two sessions? Is dealing with the whole foundation. What is the rationale behind that?
It has been paired. This is Sandra. May I speak to that?
Yeah, absolutely. Go ahead.
As previously requested in the last meeting, it has been pared down. It should be an item that can be easily dispensed with in a short period of time. And it has been, the updated verbiage has been sent to Anita and Lydia and I believe the entire PMB.
May I, Mr. Chair?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Dwayne.
I did see it. I did read it. I think it, Sandra, I think it's not as clear as the previous one because it seems to be pretty open-ended. And for that reason, I think it is going to require some further discussion and some understanding as to sensitivities. So I believe that it's not appropriate to make it the highest priority on an agenda that is basically dealing with the foundation as opposed to information that most of us agree that the director should have access to in the first place. And I think the IED has indicated that all the other stuff about being in the building and having inspection with personnel being there and all that kind of foolishness is to not be taken serious. But, Mr. Chair, I'm asking that you poll the body to see whether they simply agree with the rationale that this item is not going to fly within 2 or 3 minutes because I've got questions myself. And there were others who had questions about, even when it was written very explicitly, had 5 or 7 or 8 different requests. Now, see, that's been pared down as if they don't want those requests because the way it's written now is pretty generic. And I'm not of the mind that it's going to fly so fast. And I believe these other items underneath it is carrying the foundation as opposed to directors having access to information at one station.
Mr. Chair, may I speak to that?
Sure. Go ahead.
Okay, once again, it was pared down at the request of the PNB because the original motion is, since it was originally presented, has been outdated somewhat. And as you stated, it's something that everybody on the PNB agrees that the director should have access to. And so with the pared down motion, it should be a pretty short yes or no. So I think it needs to be put on the agenda before the committee report, and it should be dispensed with, whichever way that goes, by the vote of the PNB.
Thank you. Chair, my point is that it's not going to be dispensed with that fast. In fact, I'm going to do what the member, Lyndon Foley did previously. I'm going to ask that item be taken to executive sessions because there are some things that may need to be discussed about a particular personnel that at this point, since Sandra is requesting that it be placed at this high level, and I really don't want the members to have to vote on this. I don't want to take any more time with it. I think it ought to be of higher priority at an executive session, and I would agree to that maybe that's the first thing we take up in our executive session, because I have invited the very person that is being targeted with this request, station's business manager. I have requested that she participate in a discussion so that there could be more specificity and the members of this body can understand what's the real issue here. Because I don't think anybody believes that directors should be with information should be withheld from directors. But I pointed out at least two items that the director simply was asking for was untenable and unreasonable, which was to be in the station, to have a director's inspection with directors, and the manager can do that. He's just sent us an email saying he's in the station, he's taking care of things in the station, so they got access to do their inspection. They don't need to have requested that, and they did take all of that out. But what they did place on the agenda and the reconfiguration of that motion is pretty open-ended to me. And
okay.
So what I'm go ahead.
I think what
Nancy
you're suggesting
to
here...
Back.
Hold on a second, Nancy. I'm going to take a privileges chair here. I think what you're requesting here is that we move this item to executive session. I don't have any particular objection to that idea, but I'm guessing that others will.
Okay.
So this is probably going to end up getting voted on, but I invite the input of Nancy Swordman this time. Go ahead, Nancy.
Right. So this, this motion now says, we ask directors of Pacifica National Board to direct the interim executive director, and or the interim chief financial officer to compel the business manager or general manager of KPFT to produce the records and documents requested. So it seems to me that it would be very helpful if, since we have a lot of new members, and most of us don't remember the documents that were requested, if that could be added to this motion, you know, like to produce the records requested, i.e., and then list exactly what it was that was requested.
Amen. That's ambiguity I'm speaking
and
about.
Then, because otherwise, we have to go back and find that original motion, or you could supply the original motion, which in which those requests were made, those records and documents were requested. You think that's possible,
okay.
Sandra?
Sandra, can you speak on this?
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay, so the updated motion is pared down from what the original motion was. I don't feel like anything that's requested is open-ended. There is no threat to personnel of, you know, becoming infected or being in harm's way by going to the station, because personnel is not even required to be at the station to provide some of the documentation that has been requested. So, you know, if you want to put it at the top of the executive session, that's fine. I won't argue that point. I do feel like because this has been on the books since the beginning of December, and now we are in February, that it is being delayed needlessly. You know, we spent the better part of the last year not having any information. And so I feel like it is pertinent to the entire PNB and the entire foundation, because without a fulfilled director's inspection and getting all the documentation that we have requested, nobody can make an informed decision. So I think it's paramount that people be allowed to make an informed decision. And the only way to do that is to get our director's inspection completed and to have our business manager comply with our requests. So
Nancy, back
that's
to the
all
back.
I got to say about that. Thanks.
And Dwayne,
okay.
Just there.
Nancy,
okay.
Back to the front. Yeah.
Okay.
My question was, can you provide the list of those items that were originally requested that you mean to be included as that those items that are still requested in this motion? That was my question.
It's the same, you know.
I know it's the same. Can you please provide that list? Because people won't see it unless you provide it, because they're not going to go look up that motion. And I'm not sure I can find it. And
Nancy,
you know, or could you provide the motion?
Okay. Well,
Nancy,
I believe that Dwayne sent
hold
it
on, hold
to
on, excuse me,
Lydia
and
go ahead.
Can you
sorry.
No, it's okay. If this is going to move to the executive session agenda, then we're only talking about the open session agenda right now. It doesn't seem like there's anybody who's going to object to the idea of putting it first on the executive session agenda. Dwayne was in favor of that. You suggested that you're also in favor of that. We would need to move into executive session to get that wording, possibly, of this committee. So why don't we just say that it's going to be on the first on the executive session agenda and work out the wording associated with it.
That works for me. I mean, I believe that Director Larkin said everything.
I'm just trying to settle the crosstalk.
Sorry, I'm out of line.
It's okay. No, that's okay, Sandra. I do want to let Dwayne speak. I just wanted. It sounded like that's an acceptable alternative to what we're doing right now.
It is. If we need to do it in executive session, that's fine. But I will request that Director Foley resend. I thought that he had already resent the pared down motion to both Anita and Lydia and the entire PNB. But I will request that he go ahead and resend the entire updated motion that's been pared down per the PNB request so that we can address it first on the list for the executive session. Thank you.
Nancy to the stack.
Okay, Nancy, I'm going to let Dwayne go first because he's been waiting for a while. Dwayne, go ahead.
Okay. Mr. Chair, I think we have an agreement. I think, though, that when you read the pared down version, which was sent, as she said, yesterday by Lyndon, it actually did reduce the sites of the specific request down to four. And it's simply that, number one, as the general manager, KPFT will have full knowledge of the finances, which is not specific. Number two, the clear view of past spending of KPFT will make construction a budget, which is not specific, not specifically asking for any specific documents. And number three, the passage of the motion will affirm the rights of the Pacific National Board again, which is not specifically asking for any specific documentation. Number four, the passage of this motion will affirm compliance with the fiscal foundation. So this pared down motion really is not specific. And that's why I said we probably don't even need to spend. We're going to spend a lot of time on this. So that's why I thank Sandra for agreeing to put it in executive session. And I think we can move on because largely we're going to have to get more specificity. And by the way, Mr. Chair, I just resent the original motion, which had very specific sites of requesting a member, requesting the personnel, including the general manager and the business manager, to be in the building full of mold and et cetera for a director's inspection, which Sandra agreed is not necessary. The manager's there now. They can go there anytime and do that what they want. And then it requested, within that request was the code and the passwords for the website and all of that, which we found to be ridiculous.
Yeah, I understand. And I think we're spending more time on this than we need to right now because I think everybody agrees that we're going to go ahead and move this to executive session. It's just a question of
imagine what's going to happen tomorrow.
Yeah. So Sandra, you can direct the specific charges, allegations, suggestions, however you want to put it, that Dwayne has made to Director Foley, see if he wants to change anything, given that it's going to be in an executive session. He could make it far more specific if he wanted to, far more surgical. Or we could keep it general if he's trying to create a sort of ratified motion that creates a more robust set of generic rights for directors. I have no idea what his intention is. I'm not going to pretend to know. It's entirely up to him how he wants to, how you three, I guess, since you're all three behind this, want to conduct this motion. So I'll leave it up to you three to decide that, but I would appreciate it if you would forward whatever you decide on doing to Nancy so that she could, on the executive session. Okay.
I thank you, Chris. I've gone ahead and sent a text message to Director Foley. And asked him to send the original motion with all the details, along with the pared down motion, again with all the details, to please resend it to the interim executive director, the interim chief financial officer, Anita, and to the entire PNB, which I thought that he already did, but apparently it's not evident to everybody. But I've requested that he send all of that and let him know that we're requesting this be first up on the executive session. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, can I make just one small comment? Okay.
Go ahead, Anita.
Thank you. There is an attachment where it is specific to the items that they are requesting for documentation. So I just assume everyone have that.
Oh, great.
Okay. Thank you, Anita. I appreciate that.
Chair, this is James.
Hey, James. Welcome to the meeting.
Yeah, I just want to let you know that I am here. Thank you for that. And I have been listening, and the conversation was rather intense, so I just waited to take a chance on getting recognized in what seemed like a break, but perhaps not.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, it quite possibly is. I think we're ready to move on to item 6 at this point. Yes? Okay. Item 6 on the agenda is the orientation on PNB committees. Alex wants 5 minutes for that. It might end up taking more than that. I don't know. I think I understand what his objective is here, and I agree with it, actually. And that's to create, you know, meaningful committee assignments. Population of committees would be item 7. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Could you say again what 5 is now?
Well, 5. Sorry, 5 is deleted. So I'm pretending as if 5 is still there, but it's gone. It was the motion that's been moved to executive session. So you can subtract 1 from all these numbers.
Got it.
Okay. I'm sorry. But it's
no
easier
problem
for me to read it if I just, yeah, okay. So population of committees, I put 20 minutes for that. Do you think that that's sufficient? It might not be. I don't know. I don't know if that's okay. We have a lot of committees.
Yeah.
To start with 30 minutes would be more reasonable, but you know we're going to extend anyway, probably.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put 30 for that. Then we have committee reports. We have all the times discussed. We're going to roll them over from the last meeting. James, you're being given 20 minutes for the Finance Committee with all of its attendant motions.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And that brings us to the IED and the ICFO report at the bottom of the agenda for items 8 and 9, which I guess is 7 and 8 now. So, Lydia, you're on the phone. Will you have an IED report? Lydia?
Yeah, I think she had to go into the bank. She says she'll call back in.
Okay. We'll circle back to her. Anita, will you have an ICFO report, or have you already given one? I think
I've already given one, but probably an update on the audit. The progress that we're making.
Okay, I'll put audit update instead of report and Q&A.
Okay.
Audit update. Okay, yeah, that would be welcome, I'm sure. And then we have a unfinished business, which was the motion of the generic motion for public airing of grievances, and was there something else? Yes, the motion scheduling committee meetings by Dwayne Lark. And then we have two items in new business. This agenda is going to roll over another week, I'm afraid. There's two items of new business, motion from Director Reyes regarding the timeline for the bylaws, and then the motion for the recording secretary from Nancy Sorden. Do you have times for those two, you guys? Suggested times? Director Reyes?
Mine, I'd say 10 minutes.
Okay. Yours is 10.
Director Reyes here, I would say 15.
Okay. Okay, so we're done, but I'm concerned. Let's ask the numbers here. I think we're way over on this. Go ahead.
We need time on the motion rescheduling committee meetings.
Okay, hang on a second. So we got 43 minutes for the top 4 items, 48 minutes population of the committees. And then I have to add up all the numbers for committee reports. It'll take a minute. Okay. Down at the bottom, what are we missing? We're also missing a motion to discipline public airing of grievances. I have a bad feeling about this one.
I'm going to put 5 minutes because she's going to move it to committee.
Okay, cool. That's great. Okay, and then we have the motion on scheduling meetings from Director Lark. How many minutes for that one, Dwayne?
Say again, Chair. I heard my name. Say again.
Okay. Not a problem. How many minutes would you like for the motion of scheduling the committee meetings?
I would say 5 minutes, and people want to discuss it because it's a pretty simple motion. Hopefully, there won't be any discussion. So 5 minutes would be sufficient.
Okay, we'll put 5 minutes for that. Okay. So going back to the committee meetings, the committee reports. We got 28. Through James, 33, 36, 41, 46, 51, 56. That looks like exactly 1 hour for those. So that's 60 for the, for item, I guess it's going to be item 7 now. 5, 10, 13, 43, 48, 78 before that point. That's an hour and 15 minutes. So that is 2 hours and 18 minutes before we even get to the IED report. So let's see, 5:30, 6:30, 7:30. And we're still okay for the moment here. I know it's going to roll over, but I don't want to be completely unreasonable. So let's see, we're 2 hours and 18 minutes, 38 minutes, 2 hours and 38 minutes, 2 hours and 48 minutes, and then 25 minutes for new business. 2:48 and 25 is 3 hours and 13 minutes. If we have, we never start at 5:30. It won't work out that way. We'll start at 5:45, 8:45. No, we're all the way up to midnight before we get to executive session. So we're either going to have to interrupt the meeting to go to executive session if we have something particularly urgent, or we should just let the meeting expire and schedule the executive session for the following week, plus whatever rollover we get from the from this meeting. Does that sound reasonable to everyone here? Or is there something extremely urgent in executive session that needs to be discussed?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. May I be acknowledged?
Sure. Go ahead, Sandra.
So this is exactly why I wanted to have the KPFT director's inspection on the list for the open session, because it sounds to me like we're going to spend a lot of time in the open session, and the executive session is going to be put off yet again. And so now we're going to be, let's see, December, January, February, 3 months into trying to get the information that is needed in order for the entire PMB to make sound financial decisions as to how we're going to move forward. And that's a big concern. And I know that Director Foley, Director James, and myself are concerned because we have been trying to get this information since the beginning of December and have still not gotten everything that we need. I know our new general manager is willing to jump in and help out. But again, this does affect the entire foundation because, we are one of five. And people can't make informed decisions if we don't have the information that's needed. So it's looking like at some point we're going to have to you know, close the open session meeting in order to go into executive session to address the director's inspections from KPFT. But it's not going to go away. You know, it's just not, because we need this information. And again, I'm stating that, you know, we are not asking any employee of the Pacifica Foundation to put themselves in harm's way in order to provide this information. This information could have been easily provided way back in December when it was originally requested, and it has not been. And so that's a big concern, because the longer it gets delayed, the more suspect it is, you know, as to why can't this information be provided. So thank you.
Yes. Hold on a second, Dwayne. I'm hearing a lot of background noise. Is that you, Sandra?
That would have been me.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me just suggest something here. Is it possible for directors Foley, since they make three directors on the PMB, they can call a meeting anytime they want to. Is there any way I could suggest to them to call a special meeting for the purpose of discussing this item? I realize that you feel that it's going to be a very short item, but candidly, I'm going to side with Dwayne here to a degree in that this whole area is simultaneously important and interesting to me, and I'm not familiar with it. I think it would be helpful if we could give it a good airing so that I understand what my rights and privileges as a director are and how they can be used and what's reasonable and what's not reasonable as a director to ask. You know, I mean, obviously you can't ask I don't want to use a silly example, so I'm not going to bother, but I think you can envision some silly requests that could be made. I'm not suggesting that you are making silly requests, by the way. I'm just suggesting that others might. So I'm wondering what the limits of you know, that it's considered an absolute power, but you know, I doubt very seriously that I could request that Lydia stand on her head for 3 hours or something. You know, I'm being absurd right now, but you see what I'm getting at. I want to know what is considered reasonable and what is considered unreasonable in terms of a director's request, and what timelines are considered reasonable and unreasonable too. I think that would also be really helpful to figure out. You know, is 2 weeks reasonable? I don't know. I have no idea if 2 weeks is reasonable. Under normal circumstances, maybe. Under exigent circumstances, maybe not. But what are they under exigent circumstance? I have no idea. All this stuff is very unclear to me. And I'm not just playing games here. I really seriously would like to know, because, you know, it's an interesting right as a director to have. And I would like to know the limits of my ability to exercise that right, if there are any. Thank you.
Director
Lark?